The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Lauren.
You know what's really awesome?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, why don't you say it, though?
Why, are you afraid you're going to get it wrong?
It's fast food.
Yeah.
Fast food is awesome.
We're just going to talk about how great it is.
It's not creepy. It's great. It's wonderful. It's cheap. It's so healthy for you.
Yeah, you can have it all the time.
You can just eat it all the time and feel wonderful and have amazing results.
Results?
Results for your health and life.
Well,
it's not. That's a lie.
Yeah.
It's all. This is fast food is creepy, Lauren.
It's creepy.
It's very creepy. And as someone who...
It's so good, though.
As someone who used to eat a lot of fast food
Yes.
and then stopped...
Yes.
And has learned the...
What's a lot of fast food?
Like going to McDonald's every hour, every day. I didn't do that.
I was about to be like, oh my God.
No, but like when I was younger, before I went to college, I would, especially when I got my car, I would go to like Wendy's a lot or just, I would eat fast food more than once a week.
More than once a week?
Oh, absolutely. Multiple times.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of normal for multiple like a times younger... A week. High school.
Nowadays,
college.
It's like maybe at most once a month, but even that's probably like a lot. It's probably like once every 2 months.
Once every 2 months, bi-monthly.
Yeah.
Or bi-monthly fast food.
And it's usually like Taco Bell. And
that's it.
Mostly get beans.
Yeah, say what other fast food? Sometimes we get Wendy's.
I don't remember last time we got Wendy's. I don't even remember last time we got McDonald's.
I miss McDonald's.
I miss it. It's delicious. It's all delicious
it's
food.
It's going to happen soon. I've been wanting it.
I feel like once you learn what's in the food, you're just like, oh.
Nah, I don't care.
I just have tried to make healthier choices.
I've actually been thinking about doing another fast food video. So this.
Oh, wonderful.
On YouTube. Because the people love watching other people eat fast food. I think it's because like they don't have to eat the fast food. They could just like pretend.
But it's also super relatable. Like that. One,
that too, because everybody knows McDonald's.
That one guy who does the food reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is something with
what's like
part of the week, whatever his name is.
Well, it's like Keith to eat the menu and it's all
eat the
fast
menu,
food.
Exactly. It's all because people know the food. It's not like you're going to like a fine dining and you're like, well, I actually like this. Like, no, let's just talk about Big Macs and Frosties and French fries.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't, yeah. We're being honest, we don't eat fast food much at all anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I used to eat it a lot more too, but I always knew it was bad. So I tried to like, I thought Subway was like.
Until I met Justin.
The better option.
I didn't know how bad the food was.
I still remember in college getting Subway because I was like, oh, well, this is like.
It's a healthy option.
It's the healthy
Look,
option.
Jared lost a lot of weight.
Technically, I mean like, yes, if you compare it to like McDonald's.
Yeah.
From a weight loss perspective, yes, but you're really not eating food. You're not eating food.
It's all processed.
Yes.
It's all super processed. That's basically what it comes down to, is all the fast food is super processed. And that's just not good for you with preservative and sodium and all the other stuff. That's just.
I mean, there's other things besides it being processed. I feel like we're just going to ruin. I hope nobody's eating fast food while they're watching this podcast.
I think most people who eat fast food know. What they're eating, especially nowadays.
Oh, I know what I'm getting into before.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing.
It's like doing food drugs. You like,
yeah, it is like,
or it's like going to like when you're drinking.
It's food drugs.
It's like drinking as an adult or like when you're older, you're like, all right, I know I'm going to feel like crap tomorrow.
Yep.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah. This isn't going to make me feel, it's going to make me feel good for the time I'm eating it.
Enjoy it right now a lot, but later and tomorrow is not going to be great, especially if you eat a lot. But it really, All that said, it depends what you eat. There are better options, but I feel like in general, just like the meat, the beef that you get at fast food is just very bad for you.
Also, I just want to preface that we are talking specifically about American fast food, because I do know in other countries they have higher standards to their
yes.
fast food.
And so, we can attest to eating.
The only other fast food we had, yeah, was one, right?
We had it, what, in Ireland? Or no? Yes. In Ireland? Did we, in the UK? No, we didn't eat anywhere in there. I think we did. With Scott, we got fast food.
I did.
Remember we
went with Scott?
Yeah, when he was driving us around. We went to the thing with the Taco Bell.
Did we?
He was driving us around.
Oh, we went to KFC with Yammy.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
When we stayed with Scott.
Yeah, I know, but we went to fast food. I thought we went to a restaurant.
No, we got, remember he picked it, like drove us around, went to, maybe. Pretty sure it was Taco Bell. Maybe
might have been Taco Bell.
Anyway, yes, from the limited experiences we have had, the fast food in other countries, the two that we've eaten it at has been, seemed better.
Ireland
and we know that the food standards are of higher quality there.
Well, like they come over in here. Some places. They come over here and they don't like our McDonald's and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, too bad.
Too bad.
It's just, yeah, it's.
Oh, what was I going to say? Oh, well, we should start off on a positive. What is your favorite fast food restaurant? If you could only go to one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life.
It's probably a tie.
I think I know what mine is, I think.
But.
It's hard.
And we're talking about like straight up, not like, we're not like Five Guys or anything like that.
Yes. Sorry. I will give parameters. I would count fast food. I mean, like Five Guys is technically fast food, but it's like.
It's a great.
It's
like level two.
Step,
tier two. Yes.
I would say like.
We're talking
like
tier
anything
one.
With a drive. Does Five Guys have a drive through? I don't think so. I've never seen a Five Guys. I mean,
there may be some, but like, yeah.
I'll give it. If there's a drive through, it's. Then it's fast. You can get it fast.
Yeah, because like Arby's, food. I'm sure.
That's
like,
a drive through.
Yeah.
I consider that fast food.
I would say probably Wendy's and McDonald's. Or no, sorry.
No,
Wendy's and Taco Bell.
You could pick one. I know they're two totally different.
Probably Taco Bell, even though it's like literally all the same food. I feel like you get more variety, even though it's pretty much the same. Like at any other place, you're going to get a burger, a chicken sandwich, fries, nugs. Fish is just... Fast food fish is just yuck. It's just
no, it's not.
It's frozen
McDonald's,
fish.
McDonald's, no, and the Wendy's one is pretty good.
No,
too.
I don't. No, it's no.
You're like, this is why you get food poisoning.
You don't go to a fast food place and eat.
Yes,
fish.
You do.
No,
it's delicious.
No, it's not.
You're missing out.
Any of them. Anyway,
what's the difference?
I know, but
still a meat. I don't know.
Because I feel like you can like get frozen fish meal and it's the same.
I think mine would be McDonald's. I have a very soft spot for McDonald's. I don't know why. I think it's their chicken nuggets. I don't know. I've gone through McDonald's phases of my life.
Uh-huh.
Like when I was younger, I always wanted a Big Mac when I was a kid for some reason. And then when I was in high school, my go-to was like the two cheeseburger meal with fries.
When
I
was
why.
In college, I went to Wendy's all the time and I would get like three sandwiches for $3 plus tax.
Yeah, that too. Or you could, yeah.
You'd
you would
like,
go a lot in high school because you'd be like, oh, I could go to the dollar
like
menu.
Like a junior bacon cheeseburger, a chicken sandwich, and then something else, whatever, you know?
Oh, but McChicken.
Yeah, McChicken's great.
You're saying Wendy's. They don't have a McChicken. I don't like the chicken at Wendy's.
I do. I like Wendy's. I like Wendy's a lot.
I like Wendy's burgers.
Yes,
and that's
their
it.
Burgers are very
well, and the fish, like I said before, but their fries, no, subpar. I feel like people get so heated about like their favorite.
Yeah,
it's like a sports team.
Yeah,
like I will eat Burger King is like the lowest tier.
It's funny.
Me.
I was
I don't
just
know
about to say, honestly though, one
I don't
of
know
my
why,
favorite
their fries are the
things.
Best.
Burger King fries?
Yeah.
Whatever. That's wrong. McDonald's
That's
fries.
Wrong.
McDonald's fries are the best, with Wendy's a close second. Anyway,
what?
I love triple Whoppers.
That's
it's just
weird.
So absurd. It's just like so. It's probably because I haven't eaten many of them, but I used to when I would come back from snowboarding. There is like a Burger King on the way home, and I would always get one. Not always, but I would get one.
Yeah,
and I just had like fond memories of eating a big mouthful of meat.
Anything that has two. More Even anything with more than one patty.
It depends on the thickness of the patty. What about a Big Mac patty? Those are tiny.
Yeah, that's true. But it's separated by bread.
Yeah, well.
Which is funny because when my mom, so funny, did I tell you this about my mom when I was growing up and we would go to McDonald's? She would always special order a Big Mac without the middle bread. And every time we did it, they would have like a full-on meltdown in the kitchen. They're just like, what does that mean?
Just take it off yourself.
I know, that's what I told her. But then she felt bad because she was like, I don't want to waste the food.
Just save it, eat it later.
Okay, so my grandma used to take it off and wrap it in like a napkin and put it in her bag and feed it to the birds.
That's perfect. That's great.
I'm just thinking about it now. I remember watching her be like, what are you doing?
Me and Ian used to go to the YMCA a lot with his stepdad, and we would always stop McDonald's after, and he'd always order like 20 McChickens. Maybe not many, but he'd get like a bag of McChickens. It was like, because they were a dollar. And I'd eat like three or four of them. I don't know. I have very fond fast food.
I'm telling you, McDonald's has the best memory. Maybe it's because it was just the main place that it was literally in the center of town. So no matter where I used to, now I'm sad we have them, but you have to like go out of your way to stop by one with the places we go.
Yeah. No, well, nowadays you can get it delivered for you, which is insane.
Maybe I'll do that one.
All right. So how about this? What is your favorite fast food?
Wait, you didn't ask me what my, yes, I did. I just answered.
What is your favorite fast food breakfast place?
McDonald's,
yeah.
See, you had no... Well, Wendy's only just started within the last 10 years.
Like, oh, man, Egg McMuffin. There's McRiddles.
Yeah, McDonald's the only... No, you know what is a very underrated breakfast item? I was just talking to James about this, and I think you know that I get... No. What? No, that is not an underrated...
Oh, everybody the burrito loves... wrap?
Yeah. McDonald's makes... It's not, nobody talks about it.
Yeah, it's really good.
But McDonald's makes like, I think there's two types. There used to be like the breakfast burrito was like this big steak and egg.
Yeah.
Like burrito, not that one. I don't know if it's still on there, but there used to be a meal deal. It was these
two of them.
Small breakfast burritos. Mm-hmm. And it was just like egg, cheese.
Sausage, I believe.
Yes. Egg, cheese, sausage. And I thought there was like little cut up peppers in it.
Yeah.
But there's so little and there's like so much cheese. And then you take, this is Lauren's little breakfast life hack because I don't get to do it that often.
Pack it up.
Anytime we go on a road trip and we have to stop at McDonald's for breakfast, this is what I do. I get the two burrito meal thing and then I get a hash brown and I take bits of the hash brown off and I stick it on like the top of the bite before I take it.
This is true.
Put a little bit of like ketchup on each one and then I have like the perfect.
Lauren is very particular with her food. She enjoys her food.
I do.
Very much. Whereas me, I'm just like devouring food.
Like,
I just want to like shove it in my mouth hole.
Like I'll take 20 minutes to prepare my food properly.
And I have already eaten.
Bobby has already eaten.
I'm done.
Because, my mentality is if you're going to eat something, because I think it's because I've always had weight stuff my whole life. And I know that anything I put into my body is going to like, unless I'm eating something healthy, if I'm eating something that like I'm really going to enjoy to eat, I want to make sure it is perfect because I know that the calories and fat and whatever that I'm going to now ingest, even though I shouldn't be, needs to be 1,000% worth it. Like if you give me something that's not good for me and it's like a subpar taste or it's not exactly the way I want it, I will not eat it because it's not worth it.
I'll eat it. I don't care.
You'll eat it.
Oh yeah, I'll be fine.
You'll be like, it's fine. This is fine.
Yeah. I think I look at food as more of just like, give me the sustenance and energy and nutrition.
Yeah. So my favorite fast food would be McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Then Taco Bell probably would be a close second. I was hard. And then I'm trying to think of like my least favorite. Burger King's down there. Although the only thing that I really like from Burger King, their fries. And a Whopper Jr. Those are the only things I will order there. Everything else, I don't like.
I like the chicken sandwich, like the long chicken sandwich.
I do not like that. I don't know why.
I don't
like their chicken nuggets.
Whatever.
I think their fish was pretty good. I swear.
Because it's all same frozen fish.
No, it's not. They're different. Actually, Wendy's, I will say, has one of the like.
Didn't they have like cod or something?
Yes, like, thicker? It's a fresher tasting fish.
Sure.
Like McDonald's is.
It's only been frozen for a month.
McDonald's has probably been frozen for years, and I'm now eating it.
You're eating Gordon's Fisherman's, whatever
they are. It's so good, though. People sleep on the fish filet.
It's not good.
It is good. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it right now. I'm glad I ate before we
did this podcast. I ate a little earlier, though.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I'm getting a little hungry.
But I see on your list, there's like Pizza Hut, never really went. I think we talked about this, but I never really went there as a kid. I mean,
it's definitely a top five for me.
Oh, we talked about this on the last podcast.
Yeah.
With the delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pizza Hut, Papa John's. Well, I guess we're going, I don't KFC. Know if that's fast food, is it?
Yeah.
KFC,
Papa John's. Oh, because pizza.
Because it's like more carry out. I don't know.
It's different. It's hard. It's hard to like distinguish.
Draw the line. Yeah. Subway, would you say that's fast food?
I would.
Okay. But what about Jersey Mike's?
But then in that same, exactly. So like.
But Jersey Mike's is like the Five Guys of sandwiches.
Exactly.
So it's like a tiny step up.
Tier two. Yeah. We're talking like tier one, basic.
Tier one, the most basic, cheapest.
Pretty much every town has it kind of fast food.
Yes.
Not like, even like in Arby's, I feel like I had one and it wasn't even close.
I love
it. It was actually on the way.
Remember we got Arby's on the way to Florida?
Yeah.
Recently?
Oh, I think the best fast food, and you know what it is, speaking of traveling.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Cookout.
We need to find that on the way to
this restaurant believe is just in like the Southeast.
It's from like North Carolina down, I think.
It's called Cookout.
Like from North Carolina to like Florida.
And
like
it's super cheap and it's super amazing. Good. And it tastes and it seems like it's not like fast food, but
it seems like some guy just barbecued you some food.
It's so good. We got it one time. We were like blown away by it.
We pulled up and I think it was like $5 for, we
ordered a full meal. It was like under $10 for like everything.
It's like, for anybody, I mean, I'm sure people who live in the South are probably like, oh yeah, Cookout. There's so many different like milkshakes and ice creams and whatever. We didn't even try, think you did. I think you got one time.
Remember.
But we pull up. And because we were on our way to Florida and it was late and we just saw this place. We're like, let's just try this place. It's the only place open.
You probably looked it up and like, oh, it's got good reviews.
Yeah. And we pull up and literally the sign says like, build your own meal. And you're like, oh, okay. And it's like, okay, pick one of these. And it's like burger, chicken sandwich, like all the regular entree. Then it goes, pick one of these. And it's the same things. It's like quesadilla, hot dog. But I was like, wait a minute. So you can get two entrees.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you could pick like two sides.
It was insane.
For $5.
Yeah.
It was great. I don't know if they've changed it since then.
The quality
and then we saw that and I was like, there's no way that this is going to be good for that price.
It was delicious.
It was amazing. And anytime we're ever near a cookout, we go because
it's worth it.
Cookout
like,
has,
I would, it's if, worth if we it. Had a cookout that was an hour away from us, I would go get it.
Wow, that's some commitment.
I would go get it.
Oh, I just thought, wait,
I'd eat it there and come back.
What about Shake Shack? Is that considered fast food?
I haven't eaten that enough, but I would consider.
I just saw that Shake Shack has a white truffle burger sauce now, and I kind of want to go back.
Yeah, but I feel like that's tier two as well because that's similar to like Five Guys and
all
the other.
It's slightly higher. It's more expensive.
Yeah,
we're going bottom.
Yeah, places you can get things for a dollar.
I will say. that in England, people seem to be obsessed with KFC. And I feel like the obsession is not here, as at least in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Like, it's there. We have it. But I don't ever, I feel like KFC today. Like, I don't think I've ever said that.
Certain people probably really enjoy it.
You know what
I love it. I mean, and like Popeyes, any good chicken place.
You know what I used to like in high school was the Famous Bowls.
Oh, yeah. Delicious.
I can't have that now.
Yeah, they're so good.
Oh, and they had the wraps. There was like a really good chicken wrap they had at one point.
Going back to breakfast, I will say.
I want to talk about breakfast again, please.
Dunkin' Donut wake up wraps are incredible.
We lived on those when we worked in the
city. Cheap, delicious, just super simple.
What were they like?
I think the regular like egg and cheese was like $1.
$1.50.
Not even when we were getting them.
So good. And then they made hash browns, and then we put the hash browns on the wraps. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Like when we go get like a bagel sandwich, you get a hash brown on the bagel sandwich.
Yeah, put a hash brown on your.
So if you're getting like a breakfast sandwich with like, you know, like an everything bagel with bacon, egg and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup, throw a hash brown on top of it.
I feel like we need to go through some of your stuff or we're never going to get there.
We're good.
Bobby's got like 10 pages.
I trimmed it. No, I don't have that. Oh, you did. I trimmed it a little bit.
I was like, wow, you really want to talk about fast food today. You have like a book that you wrote about everything.
No, it's good. It's nice and quick.
I'm trying to think of other fast food places that I'm like forgetting.
Did you go to like a lot of birthday parties at McDonald's and other fast food places when you were young?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we talked about that last time.
We did.
Or the 90s.
The 90s.
They don't really do it as much anymore.
You sure?
They're like fast food.
Or like the greatest though was when you go to like a McDonald's and they had the like play place.
Yeah.
The tunnels and the ball pits really and the slides.
I feel like every time I go to one.
We had one by our house. It was enormous. It was like outside and it was huge.
Is there one by us? Not the one on the main road.
The one there.
I don't know about the other. I'd have to check the other one next time. Next time I go to the doctor. I always pass it all.
I mean, being a kid, getting your Happy Meal toy and it being a good toy and going into the play place was like...
Yeah, I loved McDonald's. Insane. We were there. We had two McDonald's within driving distance of our house on two different sides of town.
Was
and both
better.
Of them were good. Oh, yeah. The one on like...
Really?
The one that we always pass when we go into town, that was the better one.
Is that where your brother
Because that was the newer one, yes. That was where... And my brother worked at it and we used to nicely harass him in the drive-thru when I was in high school. Oh, you know what the best... I thought about this. So... my brother worked at McDonald's when we were in high school and he used to come home smelling like McDonald's. And to us, it smelled like to me, it smelled good. But to him, it was probably like,
yeah, well, like I worked at a gas station and I got so sick of the smell of gas. Whereas I know some people like the smell of gas.
I love the smell of gas.
That's so weird.
I don't know why.
Should go pump some gas.
Yes. No, but he also used to bring like soda cups filled with Big Mac sauce home.
Oh my God.
Which I just learned. People are amazed that you can ask. You can ask for like a side or a container of Big Mac sauce. And they said you should do it and then dip your fries in it is really good. I was like, why have I never thought to do that?
Sounds amazing.
Or dip your chicken nuggets.
My favorite food to eat when I'm sick, McDonald's French fries.
When I had food poisoning and I was slightly feeling better, I got the ones on my way home from... dying and I was like, maybe I should get something in my stomach, and I got it, but they were subpar McDonald's fries. They were like the McDonald's fries that have been sitting there for hours and they're like, let's just
fresh
get rid of these.
Oh, there's nothing like just
you fried. Can ask for it too. You can ask for fresh fries, but I never want to be that person to be like, make me a new batch of fries. But there's a difference between that and the fries I got. I should have told her. I should have been like, listen, lady. I had bad food poisoning.
Not only are we going to crave fast food after this.
Oh, I've been craving McDonald's.
We're going to make so many other people. Because all I'm thinking about right now is I want like McDonald's French fries and I want an egg muffin. McMuffin. Not McMuffin. Biscuit. I love the biscuits. Even though they're dry.
We'll go get McDonald's breakfast.
I can taste. My mouth is like salivating over this weekend. That dry biscuit
that used to be our thing. We would get McDonald's breakfast like one of the weekend days. That was our treat.
Yeah, and like the day we were gonna go get it and we were moving out of Queens and my car tires were vanished,
and then we still ended up going to get it because we had to eat something while we waited. And then I got
did we walk to it? I think we did.
I guess we did.
Yeah,
We just left here. We're like, give up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did walk to it. And then we walked back and I got an extra sweet and sour sauce and it exploded in my pocket, ruined my cell phone.
Yeah.
So yeah, that Bobby's car and my cell phone both got ruined in one day. That was a very expensive, crappy day.
The fast food made it all better.
Except my phone.
Yeah.
I remember you were like, why? Why did you have your sweet and sour sauce next to your, near your phone? It was like in a hoodie pocket like this, my phone and the sweet and sour sauce. And I don't know what happened, but it exploded and my phone speaker got caked with it and I just could never get it out.
Sweet and sour sauce.
The best sauce. That is the best fast food
sauce. It is very, I remember like when I was a little older, like middle school, high school.
Sorry, I take it back. Chick-fil-A is the best fast food sauce, followed closely by sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah, I feel like that like sweet and sour sauce became like a big thing. When I was like late middle school, early high school, I remember my friends like loving getting nuggets sweet and sour. I never had it. I was like, what is this?
That's the only sauce. That is the only correct sauce to get with chicken nuggets. I don't care what you say. Sweet and sour. If you order anything besides sweet and sour, I'm going to look at you funny.
I like barbecue. I like them just
plain.
You can
eat barbecue at any time. You can't have McDonald's sweet and sour sauce anytime.
I'm so hungry. I'm ready to like order some fast
food.
I'm glad
I just ate, so I'm pretty full. I'm okay.
This was a terrible podcast idea.
Well, good. Maybe when you read all the terrible stuff about it, you won't want it anymore. You know what I really want right now is a soda.
Go get one. We have.
Because the only time I order like a real soda is when we either are on a road trip and get fast food or at movie theaters. Was the only
we have healthy soda here.
We do have healthy soda. And it's not delicious. It's not the same. It's good.
It's so close, though. Very close.
Coming from somebody who just had a diet soda a week or so ago. A regular diet soda.
Well, I had four when we were at your cousin's house, and then I came home.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
And then I came home and drank one, and I was like, that's very similar.
Okay.
Do you want to get into some of my things?
Yeah. I do remember this first one that you're...
Okay. So my first list of things...
Wait, you got to say what type of thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. My first list of things.
It didn't sound like you were gonna.
Is weird fast food items. And
wait,
I know.
Would you count Starbucks as fast food? Because if so, then I. Oh. Because if so, you might be
it's
hearing.
Definitely
the
not
ice.
Fast food.
It is. It's got a drive through. It fits the criteria.
It's tier two to tier three. We should make a video ranking every fast food, putting it in tiers. Not S tier, not S like that, like where they rank.
Just off memory, or do we get to order each one?
We can do whatever. But we got to rank them all. Like, tier one is like basic McDonald's, Burger King. Tier two is like Five Guys.
Starbucks, Five Guys.
Starbucks, I don't think is tier two. I feel like it's tier three.
What?
I don't, it's not.
Think about the food, not the.
I am thinking about it.
Not the drinks.
I don't
think. What's tier three? What would be with tier?
Tier three is like.
I like this whole podcast. I was just arguing about fast food.
I don't know.
Wait, what is tier? What else would be a tier three then? I need to know.
I don't know. We have to start going through some more.
What is a
Panera?
That's a tier three.
It's a two to three.
That's
the upper 2A.
Well, if Star, it has to be in the same category as Starbucks.
Yeah, but like stuff like that.
Okay.
That has a variety of.
Like, what about like Chipotle?
That's a tier two.
Okay.
Chipotle, Moe's, tier two.
Okay.
Upper. Step up.
I just want to, I'm very curious about this elusive tier three. Is
I know, me too. Is I want to like, get a bunch of things.
All right, well, let's
them.
Go through. Let's go through the,
This. No,
what would
no.
Pizza Hut be then?
Tier one.
Okay.
Regular fast food.
No, I said, let's
like,
go through
so
these.
Quick with it.
Let's go through these lists and maybe there's, it'll remind me right. of another.
There's not, there's only, I tried to trim it down. All right, there's a decent amount. I'll shut my mouth. Okay. So this is a weird fast food item list, and I know there's plenty more, and I'm sure I'm going to miss some, but this I got from a BuzzFeed article. I find BuzzFeed has a lot of like lists of things we look for. I'm all like when I'm doing podcast stuff to like find lists of like creepy things or weird things, BuzzFeed is...
Well, that's what YouTubers use a lot. Like when they react to stuff, they just pull BuzzFeed lists.
Let's see. I didn't write it down. I usually write what year the article is from.
Yeah,
this
some
is
of this
from
stuff
2019.
Oh, as I say, yeah, I feel like
not
some of this
too old.
Some of this stuff isn't around. I don't right. that the Pizza Hut one.
Definitely.
I don't.
So the first thing I have here is Pizza Hut cheeseburger stuffed crust. So imagine a pizza, and then
imagine
as the crust, there's burgers in the crust. So it's like a burger. And then it, like, it's just like circles of burgers around the pizza.
I'm just picturing you at like a, like somebody in a conference room at Pizza Hut. And they're like, okay, picture a pizza. And now picture if that pizza.
They probably have
people just smoke.
I was gonna say, they probably get a bunch of like stoners and they're like, all right, here's all our food. Come up with some crazy stuff. I'm like, what if we took a burger and like put it, because I love burgers and I love pizza, put two together, put like, you know, I want to bite a burger and a bite of pizza at the same time. It looks dumb, but it I does. Bet it's amazing.
I do remember it coming out. I never had
it's basically like eating like a meatball pizza or something, like a pizza with like meatballs or something on it, but it's burgers on the side. And it does not, the this picture that we have here looks like a star.
Yeah, like I feel like somebody like made that. I don't know. The second one looks more.
There's lettuce on it though, which is, I lettuce on pizza.
Because it's for the burger.
Yeah, just you don't need it. You don't need lettuce on a burger.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The best thing about a burger,
shredded lettuce on a burger,
is you can, like, in my opinion, some of the best burgers are just burger with one condiment. Because if you're having good meat, especially if it's good meat.
No.
Well, you're whatever.
I'm not a meat person. That's why. What is
this? You like
this?
Fish. Yeah, I know.
I do like fish.
So this is the McDonald's Gracoro burger. Gracoro. Gracoro. Japan introduced this burger in 2012. It did randomly appear in some menus in the 90s for a few random months. It's a patty consisting of breadcrumbs crust that was stuffed with macaroni, shrimp, and white sauce, which always makes me giggle a little bit when I hear that. White sauce.
I think I've heard, well, I've heard in Japan they have like a shrimp burger. It's
they have, yeah, they have a lot of different things. Japan
just really like shrimp over there.
Japan was, so I only got like, I don't know, 8 from this list of 20 something, but Japan was on there.
This next one looks horrendous.
Looks for a meat person, I like it.
For a meat, not meat person, it looks like hell.
So this is the KFC double down dog. Picture a hot dog, but take that bun and throw it away, because now you have a bun of fried chicken bun. So you're getting double meat.
That's crazy. I do remember the double down when that first came out. I remember seeing it and being like, that's ridiculous. But
according to this, it was introduced in the Philippines first in 2015. Oh.
What did you ever have the double down?
Yes.
The regular one?
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah.
It's funny because when they introduced that, I was like, that's so stupid.
That was what? Just
but
what
was it? It was just two fried chicken patties as like the bun. Yeah. And then in the middle was cheese and like a sauce or something. But like now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, it's like a low carb thing because you don't want the bread.
Besides,
even though the breading of the chicken, but you're getting protein with it at least. Yeah. So that was like, I think, oh, there was bacon in it. It was chicken, bacon, cheese in the middle.
This next one's odd, but I would 100% try it. Hmm. It's also from KFC. It's the cheese donut.
KFC makes donuts?
KFC in Indonesia.
Oh.
In 2013, it was a standard donut topped with shredded cheese and some sprinkled on cheddar.
Hmm.
It looks...
I would try it.
It looks fine.
Cheese, good.
It's
donut, definitely good.
It's probably got that salty sweet combo, which I'm sure is delicious.
Ew. I don't like
this. This one looks odd.
I don't like
this. This is the Burger King, your favorite, premium berry burger.
They
in Japan, it was released in 2014. It was a burger topped with berries, sweet cranberry, blueberry, and blackberry sauce. It was a seasonal item. So I assume like maybe when they had a lot of berries. They harvested a lot of berries.
Too many berries.
And then I was throwing them on burgers.
Probably
salty sweet. Probably
I will
delicious.
Say one of my favorite like sweeter thing, like bacon jam. Mm. When they make that, that's amazing. If you ever get a burger and they have bacon jam, get it.
The next one, which I'm familiar with, and I believe I had it.
I kind of remember.
They have it here. It's the Burger King Angriest Whopper. I thought it was the Angry Whopper. They were introduced in 2016. So each Whopper, the patty was this pretty much the same, but it had two red buns, and the buns had hot sauce baked into it. But yeah, it was pretty.
It was hot sauce.
Hot sauce was baked in. No, probably food coloring. But the hot sauce was baked into the bread. It says, and it was topped with jalapenos and a spicy sauce. So just spicy.
Sounds like my worst nightmare as well.
I would like that.
But I do remember. Do you remember they came out with like the black one too?
Yeah.
There's like I forget what they called it, but it was basically a Whopper, but the bun was black, like charcoal Whopper, black.
Whopper. I saw that in one of these. Golly, this stupid chair hits the table every time. I saw that in one of the lists or something I was doing. All right, this next one is definitely invented by stoners. It's the Pizza Hut Doritos pizza. So it's just
not seen
a
this.
Pizza with Doritos around the crust. That's it. I don't have any other notes.
I don't have anything. Just picture a pizza.
Yep.
And picture Doritos on the
And
crust.
It looks like it was baked with the Doritos on the side. I'm sure it's amazing. And it's the correct, the nacho flavored Doritos, which are the better ones.
Ooh, this one we've had.
Yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you remember?
That's why I wanted to put it on here. So the last one here I have is the McDonald's. It sounded weird. McDonald's lobster rolls, which I know Lauren loves to eat seafood in risky places.
I love it. Gas station seafood, sign me up.
So this is right up her alley. But we have had this. And I remember Casey Neistat made a video about this.
That's how I knew that it existed.
It was originally started in the Northeast in 2016. They were a summer staple at locations in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont.
So the reason we got this was on our way back from PAX East. I remember stopping at a rest stop and they had it because we were in the Northeast. Or we're always in the Northeast, but we were in the more Northeast, the Boston area. And I had to try it. It was good.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. It was a McDonald's lobster roll.
Yeah, it was good.
It wasn't cheap either.
Yeah, it wasn't. I was like, I feel like
I think it was 15? Like $20. Yeah. I thought the whole thing was like $21 bucks or something when it came out.
So you would hope it was good lobster.
Yeah.
Again, that feels like another thing that I'm pretty sure is the same with the McRib, that when they just have like an overproduction of like pork or lobster, maybe they just caught a bunch of lobster and like, all right. McDonald's will get some.
I'm still trying. Is this like the last portion?
No,
this
is two of three.
Oh, okay. Two of three.
Yes. So I used our favorite friend, ChatGPT again.
Bobby's new favorite coworker.
You're going to be hearing this because it works really good for coming up with lists. And I asked it to, I forget actually what question
I
asked.
Yeah, God, what was the prompt?
I guess I think it was just creepy. I typed in like creepy fast food stories. So the first one it talked about was the rat infestation at Burger King in 2015. It was a Burger King in Wilmington, Delaware, was temporarily shut down after a customer filmed rats running around the restaurant's kitchen and posted the video on social media. And it resulted in a public health investigation, and widespread negativity for the franchise.
Interesting.
I feel like I saw that.
I did not. I don't think I did. Where was I? I was like, Burger King, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
This one I'm not familiar with, but it's the McDonald's McRib controversy.
Ooh, which I've also tried. Well, you read this first, then I'll talk about my experience eating McRib.
So it's a popular limited time menu, which we're familiar with. Mm-hmm. It's faced numerous controversies over the year, which I didn't really know.
Besides, I didn't know that.
People just wanting it.
What's wrong with it? I'm scared
now. This is the AI telling me this. So
okay.
I didn't fact check everything. Some reports have claimed that the pork used in the McRib is made from mechanically separated meat, which is a process that involves grinding meat from bones and has raised concerns about the food safety and quality. which I've also learned, and I believe is another fact coming up, that is how most chicken nuggets are.
No, wait. Well, one, I feel like I've heard something like that before about the McRib. Mm-hmm. But two, do you remember when we were dating and I was very excited that the McRib came out and we went to McDonald's to try it because I said I've never had it. And we like hyped up about it and then we finally ate it and it was like, okay.
Yeah, it's mostly the sauce that's...
Yeah, the sauce is very good.
It's not like... It's whatever.
I don't remember.
Not as good as the McLobster roll.
Yeah, I used to get very excited when the McRib came out, and I used to get very excited about the Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock Shake's tasty.
The last time I had it was when Scott was here, and he wanted to try one for the first time, so I brought him.
This one I've heard about, and I didn't realize it was this long ago. Well, it's that long ago, but Taco Bell's beef lawsuit was in 2011.
Ah.
It was a lawsuit that was filed against Taco Bell claiming that their beef contained only 35% actual beef, with the rest being fillers and extenders. Taco Bell denied it. There was a lawsuit that was dropped, and it just resulted in negative publicity and raised questions about the quality of the meat. I will say, I feel like the ground beef at Taco Bell has gotten better.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's...
Well, they probably had... People probably weren't ordering it as much because of this, so they had to change it up.
I will also say that if meat is mixed with... Not the fillers and extenders, that's probably crap. But if it's mixed with like grains and stuff, that's actually like a good way to not eat so much meat, we learned. I think we talked about that in our restaurant.
Not filler, like...
Like grains and things that...
Well, a lot of times people will, which I learned this because I had to work at a deli and we had to take a course about boar's head meat being the superior meat. And after taking that course and learning a bunch of stuff, I don't ever order any other cold cut meat besides boar's head. Like that is the only, because most of the other meats that you get, the majority of what's in it is gelatin.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like it's not going to kill you or anything, but like, that's why it feels like slimy. Like that's why like Subway's ones I'll never get because they're like mainly gelatin. I also thought Subway got in trouble for their like tuna not being totally tuna.
Oh really?
Which I have is something sad about, for me I because I used to order that all the time.
I have
time.
Something about their bread.
Oh yeah, their bread is not, or it's categorized as cake or something.
Oh, is that what it was?
It's like not categorized as bread. It's categorized as like a dessert or a sweet food because
there's
not so
much sugar in it.
Yeah. Which is crazy. But yeah, the like cold cut meats that aren't boar's head, I mean, I'm sure there's other brands like Boar's Head that are, like, I think, like, Whole Foods has their own brand that's probably the same. But any, like, lower quality cold cut has a lot of crap in it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, chemicals, gelatin.
For sure. We don't eat a lot of cold cuts.
No. In general, we don't. But if we do...
It's Boar's Head.
It's Boar's Head.
Boar's Head or nothing.
Sponsor me, Boar's Head.
Sponsor the podcast, Boar's Head.
Sponsor the podcast. We talk good about you.
The next thing I have here is the Supersize documentary, which came out in 2004.
Ah, I loved this when it came out. I thought it was so interesting.
Very informative. And this was right before I went to college. And I think this is when the tides started turning in my head and being like,
because back in the day, it was like, take your family to McDonald's. Yeah. Like that was just like a...
We did it a lot when I was young.
I feel like back in the day, it was like, everybody was there. Yeah. Now, if you go there, you're just like trying to like keep your head down. You're like,
you're funny.
Oh yeah, I went to McDonald's.
I said it's like doing drugs. It's like doing drugs. You're at McDonald's? Yeah. It was so good.
You gave your kid chicken nuggets? Yeah.
Yeah, they love it. Start them young. So the filmmaker Morgan Spurlock released a documentary called Supersize Me, in which he documented his 30-day experiment of eating only McDonald's food. It highlighted the health risk and negative impact of consuming fast food regularly, including weight gain, high cholesterol, and other health issues, and sparked widespread discussion and controversy.
I wonder if that's what made them start the... Do you remember the shake salads they used to have?
Yep.
There was like salad in a cup, and then you could... I wonder why they got rid of those. Did people just not order them a lot? Probably. I thought they were cool.
Probably just like...
My mom used to order them. You'd pour the dressing in, and then you put the cap on.
I feel like that they did like the wraps they started doing.
Yeah, they... I loved the snack wraps.
Yeah, the snack wraps
are really good. Do they still have those?
I wouldn't know.
Because now I feel like I don't know. I feel like if you if you're gonna go to McDonald's more times than not, you're going there for a reason. Like you're going there because you want
your fix.
Yes. You're not going there to try and eat healthy.
That's the thing, is like,
I feel like they've given up on that. They're like, all right, that's what we know what we are.
If you're gonna eat fast food, you're not gonna you have healthier options, but they're not healthy. You're not gonna be healthy eating fast food.
The only time it would be helpful is if you're traveling and that's like the only place to stop at. It'd be nice. Cause I remember when we went to and from Florida, we had to stop at so many places that I'm like, all right, if I eat one more French fry or like some crappy food, I'm gonna die. And I remember we went to Arby's and I got like a Euro from Arby's and it was good. It was fresh. It seemed healthier and not as processed.
All right, this one I feel like we just actually talked about this the other day. It's the McDonald's hot coffee lawsuit.
This
which
makes me so angry.
This makes me angry, but at the same time,
what?
No, I'm 100% on McDonald's side.
Okay,
but I guess all right. Let me read it first.
Okay,
so 92, a woman named Stella Liebeck sued McDonald's after she spilled hot coffee on herself and suffered third degree burns. The case received widespread attention. It was often criticized as an example of a frivolous litigation. However, the lawsuit brought attention to the issue of hot beverage safety and it led to changes of warning labels in hot coffee cups. My thing is, don't make the hot coffee so damn hot. Why does it have to be scalding hot? No one's going to drink a scalding hot coffee.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but is Starbucks coffee scalding hot? Or no?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Well, also, when you read it like that, like, was it negligence? Did the employee spill it on her? Or did she spill it on herself and then blame
but
them?
But they have third degree burns. That's what I'm saying. Like, why the coffee doesn't have to be that hot. That's where my, like, I get you're getting coffee.
I'm more mad that they felt for legal reasons, they now have to say that there's hot, like they have to print on a hot beverage.
That's probably more of just like the lawyerism is being
like, but that's what makes me mad.
Yes. But like, if this was to happen again, where someone spilled hot coffee, like, well, we told you it was hot. You can't sue us. That's, I think.
I know, but like as a human and you get a hot beverage, you should know it's a hot beverage.
I agree, but what if the person didn't put the lid on it correctly?
Okay.
Now it's saving them because it's like, well, it was hot.
I understand why it's there. It's just dumb that like the law won't be like, well, you ordered a hot beverage, ma'am.
I agree, but you shouldn't order a hot coffee and accidentally spill it on yourself and have third degree burns.
Yes, no, I'm on your side with that. I'm talking about more like that we have to print it on the cup as if you're gonna if you're gonna get it and be like, oh right.
Coffee? Ah! Oh, it's hot. Well, I didn't
like
know.
You just spill it on yourself and they're like, ma'am, I told you it's a hot beverage.
Someone should get like ice coffee. Like, oh, why is it so cold? It doesn't say on here it's cold.
You spill it on yourself. You're like, I'm hypothermia.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? What is the like cold press? Is that what it is? Cold press coffee?
Cold brew.
Cold brew.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, it's got cold in the name.
Cold. Look, my pants do look green in this.
They're green.
I look full on green. You're all. I didn't mean for this to happen.
Yeah, we actually weren't planning to record the podcast today, but we had
also,
a schedule change.
Also, for anybody, I know the audio listeners can't hear, but my hair is tinted purple. You can see it in this camera. For everybody telling me it's not.
All right, Monica.
Like I'm a crazy person. But I will. I thought these pants were gray. They're very clearly green.
This next one is another one I'm familiar with. So this is the pink slime controversy. In 2012, it was revealed that some fast food chains and food processors were using a meat byproduct called lean, finely textured beef or pink slime as a filler in ground beef. The use of this product, which is made from leftover meat scraps and treated with ammonia, raised concerns about food safety and quality, leading to public outcry and changes in industry practices.
Well, isn't that so? Do you remember when they started marketing chicken nuggets as all white meat?
Yeah.
Is that in here or no?
No.
Oh. I will never forget, though, when we went.
Lizzie.
Yeah. We went to Planet Hollywood with a bunch of our YouTube friends, and our friend Lizzie, or LD Shadow Lady, was with us, and she's looking at the menu, and she just like very like just innocently looks up and goes, why do they have to, why is it on the menu that it's, I don't think it was all white meat chicken.
Probably just
it
said something chicken like, or something like that.
I think it specified like
there's
100% chicken,
yeah,
or like 100% white meat. I don't know. It might have said 100% white meat chicken or something. It like specified that it was chicken. And she's like, why do you have to specify that it's chicken?
Well, let me tell you about the pink slime controversy of 2012. Lizzie.
And then we had to explain to poor Lizzie, who lives in England and has better food, like meat standards than we do here, that not all chicken is fully chicken.
At least when it comes to fast food.
Especially when it comes to fast food. Well, we're going to play in Hollywood, but I guess that's like, is that a tier three? I want to know this. No, that's like a restaurant.
If you're,
that's but like a lower tier restaurant.
Yeah.
Like a chain.
We should do that one day. We should just make maybe even a podcast where we just ramble and rank
every what tier
fast food and restaurant.
You guys let us know what would you if Starbucks and Panera are in a tier three, what else would go in a tier three fast food? And then there's levels of restaurants. There's like tier one restaurants.
Yep.
Tier two,
chain
tier
restaurants.
Three. Yes, chain restaurants.
Yeah. Like Margaritaville, that's like high tier, S tier, high class.
I'll go to Margaritaville any day.
So this next three are just kind of like,
Yeah, but wait, going back to the chicken nugget thing though, I remember when they first started running commercials where it said now made with all white meat chicken.
Yeah, and you just want to be like,
and all the time, like, was what was it made with before?
Yeah. Don't worry, there was chicken in
you're
there.
You're still alive. It's fine.
It wasn't all chicken. It was just a little bit of pink slime, just to fill it up a little bit, save some money, cut some.
I do love that argument though. Of like, I know my mom used to say it, and I used to correct her when she'd be like, "Well, your grandparents ate all this butter and meat and whatever, and they lived to be whatever." Because basically, like, our generation is trying to do plant-based whatever. Which also is now coming out that might not be totally good. We just don't know. But my argument.
Well, we know. It's just a matter of.
My argument for why, like, or I was gonna say our ancestors are like past generations.
Our ancestors.
Like, I'd say, like, our grandparents' generation, a lot of them lived a long time, even though they were eating, like, full fats and, like, meats and whatever, is because they were, like, real.
It wasn't, highly processed factory farm.
It wasn't as highly processed, highly hormone.
The industrialization of food has ruined our society.
Damn.
That's true. We can get into that.
Yeah, well, let's finish your points first.
Yeah, these are just kind of, like, points about fast food. Some of the issues with fast food. One is food contamination incidents. So we're gonna kind of get into this my next section here.
Maybe this make you not want it anymore.
So obviously we've all heard stories of people finding foreign objects such as insects, nails, or plastic in their food. It's resulted in recalls or temporary closures of restaurants and negative publicity for the affected chain. So it's kind of just saying how like a lot of people bring this to attention as it caused a lot of change in fast food. Worker exploitation, low wages, long hours, lack of benefits, poor working conditions highlighted such issues as income inequality, unfair labor practices, and worker mistreatment in the fast food industry. And lastly, health issues, obesity, diabetes, and other diet-related issues. Fast food has been criticized for its high calorie, high fat, and high sugar content, as well as its role in promoting unhealthy eating habits and contributing to the global obesity epidemic.
Damn.
So, fast food is creepy.
And is there, what would you consider a healthy fast food? Is there one? Like
Chipotle?
Chain, like a chain.
Chipotle, Moe's. That,
no, tier one.
A tier one? Taco
healthy.
Bell? I mean, the bread isn't, like, the tacos aren't, like, tortillas aren't the best, but, like, you can get, like.
Yeah, they used to do the Fresco.
Yeah, but you can still get that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do get that sometimes.
Like, you can get a bean burrito with, like, the pico de gallo on it.
Yeah, Taco Bell's probably the easiest to try and find something that isn't.
I mean, the tortilla is not for you. The tortilla is not great. But as far as, like, highly processed, I mean, the beans are beans, and then the tomatoes and onions, and you can't really, like, maybe have some preservatives, but I don't know. Shall I continue?
Yes.
Into my last section?
I like that you just hit, like, the three biggest points of
There's two more.
Of why, oh, God.
I have some stories and then facts. The stories are quick. There's only four.
Well, I said, it's, but you just literally went through, like, the worst parts of fast food real quick that we just hopped on, like the bad labor practices. Yeah.
Well, that's all going to, in these facts, it's kind of like leading into it.
Gotcha.
So these are just some stories. Again, I found another BuzzFeed article. There's so many stories, but I just wanted to talk about these here because some are pretty absurd. This first one, these are all submitted, like user submitted stories. So there wasn't really like, these aren't things that you may have heard about. They're more so just people telling their individual stories. So this person said their mother and brother were about to order, they didn't say where, when some kids sitting down bit into his chicken tender. It was really stringy, unlike chicken, and incredibly gray, unlike chicken. And had a tail, unlike chicken. He had just taken a bite of a deep fried cooked rat. We don't eat there anymore.
They didn't say what.
They
place.
Did not say where.
I was just gonna say though. I'm pretty sure I heard a news story of like somebody getting like deep fried rat head or something.
Yeah. There's so many stories.
Oh my God, I can't.
Next one here says, I used to work at a fast food place during college, and one day the plumbing in the men's room backed up so badly that it overflowed through the drains and into the back of the restaurant where all the food prep happens. Management decided that wasn't a good enough reason to stop serving people
though.
Oh my God. So yeah, I was standing in poo while it made your bacon turkey bravo that day. Bon appetit. This next one here says, I worked the overnight shift at a fast food place that was across the street from a bar. This one's funny. The weekends were hectic since the restaurant was the only 24-hour place in town. We had what we called a serial shitter. He'd come in every Friday during the bar rush, and he'd leave his pants, which he shat in the handicapped stall in the men's room every single Friday.
Oh, my God.
Since we were majorly understaffed, we never were able to catch the guy.
That's crazy. What in the world?
Probably like a former employee.
It would have been crazy even just one time somebody doing that, but the fact that they do it every Friday. Could you imagine just like every Saturday morning they go in to clean the bathrooms and they're just
again!
Like,
again! He has got us again! Damn.
Oh, God.
Poopy pants. Mr. Poopy Pants.
But also, how much money does this guy have that he's just like discarding his pants every week? He's just buying new pants.
He's just some rich guy and this is what he does for fun.
He's like, I don't want to do laundry. Just like gets rid of them.
Maybe it's just people like pranking and like just rotation of people.
That is a lot. Buy.
They bought a bunch of cheap pants and then just
let it go.
Pooped in them.
That means he walked home without pants.
Or he had backup pants because it maybe was a planned prank. Anyway, another one here we got. This is the last one. A friend was sitting at a table eating his food. He noticed a weird sauce on his potatoes. So he dipped his finger in for a quick taste and brought it up to the register to ask them about it. It wasn't sauce. The person who prepared the tray had cut themselves and didn't notice.
Ew.
So it was blood.
Ew. I feel sick now.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this in our restaurants, but you just got to realize, like, these are just regular people.
Well, also, they're usually understaffed.
They're usually underpaid, usually younger people.
It's usually younger people.
People who don't want to be there. No one wants, you know, most people don't want to be at a fast food restaurant or
place. I'm like the nicest I possibly can be anytime I go to any sort of like.
That's why, like, when people like complain, or like, I know my dad will like complain about like fast food. I'm like,
I never complain.
Think about who's working.
Food is wrong.
I'm not trying to demean the people who work at fast food, but like, you're either young or like you don't want to be there.
You just don't.
You're not a highly motivated worker, so you don't. You're not like super focused. Oh, I gotta make this the perfect. I'm never gonna mess up an order.
I never worked at fast food actually. My brother did. He loved it. I will say that, like, certain places, it depends on the culture of the place. Like, that McDonald's, I know so many, like, kids that went to our high school and stuff worked there. Even before, like, I think McDonald's can hire you at, like, 14.
Some places, yeah.
But you can only work, like, a small amount of hours, which I think he did, because he really wanted to make money, like, early on to buy stuff. But I do remember he like loved it there. Like his boss was great. And so it depends. But again, he, you might have like a 14, 15, 16 year old taking your order and stuff. Like cut him a little bit of slack.
I'm going to jump ahead to one of my things here because you already are talking about it.
Oh.
So my next section here is 100 shocking facts about fast food you never knew. I don't have 100. I went through them all and I just grabbed. There are some were just like funny stories. These are more facts. This is from eatthis.com. Because you were just talking about McDonald's, did you know, according to the book Fast Food Nation, one in every eight American workers has worked at McDonald's?
Damn.
So
I will say, I think that's because I think McDonald's pays a little better. And also,
I'm sure they can afford it.
I'm pretty sure they also, they did a couple things. Oh, they give scholarships. I do know that. So like if you work at McDonald's and then you
Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah. So if you go to like we're just like advocating McDonald's. Where I don't know. I have one brother who worked there and had a good experience. That's all my experience that I have on this.
I never worked.
But I do know you can apply for a scholarship if you go to college after working at McDonald's and they'll like help pay some of your college or whatever, depending how long you worked at McDonald's for.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
I like that movie about like the origins of McDonald's. It was cool to see how it started off. It's just like a quick burger shack, and now it's like one of the biggest... If not the biggest, the biggest, most recognizable.
Isn't it the biggest owner of real estate in the world?
Yes, didn't I believe read that? Something like they own a lot of, because they bought like all the real estate.
To put all the McDonald's in.
All right. So I'm going to try to spit through a couple facts here. If any of them, you know, you want to talk about, we'll talk about. All right. It's a gross one here. Starting off with a creepy one. A 2010 study found that 48% of soda fountains at fast food restaurants contain
mold, aren't you?
Coliform bacteria commonly found in feces. Microbiologists from Hollands University don't know how it gets there, but suspect it may come from dirty cleaning rags or unwashed customer hands.
In soda machines?
Yeah. So this leads me into another point. When I go to bars, I try to always order a bottled beer because
I love draft stuff.
Every single time I get a cup, it's always gross. And I don't care if it's like dried soap or water.
Yeah, you do. You have bad luck with
I always cups get, and I'm just like, I don't trust that it's just washed properly. So.
I love draft. Like, if I'm going to get a fountain soda, well, maybe, I wonder if the new machines are better. No.
Yeah, I mean, this is 2010, so.
Well, I meant like those new, like, touchscreen ones. I wonder if those are better.
Maybe.
I hope so, because that's what I use a lot. I will say, I remember, do you remember when we watched one of the food documentaries, and they said that a lot of the animal feces goes into like the meat products that you eat at fast food because of the slaughterhouses and like how fast they turn around food. They don't like,
I mean, to like sidebar here, I think one of the solutions to kind of solving the issues we have with fast food is basically a factory. We know factory farming is bad. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for our health. Obviously, the industry and the companies that do it can make a bunch of money, but it's not good. So if we slow down our meat consumption, which is funny.
Which is never going to happen because it would lose people money and that's nobody
I understand.
Is ever going to do that.
But that's the issue is that the biggest issue is that we eat too much meat.
Yeah, it's not the fast food part of it. It's
Because we eat too much meat, we have to have quick, easy, cheap ways of producing that meat. So obviously that meat's not going to be as good as if you have all like grass-fed, what is it? Grass-finished beef.
Farm-raised.
Where cows are just roaming and grazing instead of being locked up in small little pens. Yeah. And
well, that's what they do in England a lot more.
Yeah.
That's why when we're in Ireland, you literally see like cows and sheep just wandering around.
So like the issue we have in America is we eat too much meat. If we learn to supplement that meat with other stuff.
I don't need the meat.
That would be good, which brings me to my next point. In 2011, a law firm in Alabama sued Taco Bell, saying the chain's taco filling couldn't be called beef since it contained more oats, seasoning, and fillers than meat. Taco Bell fought back against the charges, along with slightly changing the wording of their advertising, and the case was dropped. But that's like what we need. We need to call it whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about the oats and seasoning.
Yeah, oat seeds, as long as that's all good.
Fillers and preservatives, yes, are not good.
But if we cut our meat, like let's just say we cut it in half, and half of it was meat, half of it was like good grains, and you wouldn't even know if it was done properly. But that's another issue for another time. All right, this is another. Here's Subway. Until 2014, Subway's bread contained azabacarbamide. I even got the phonetic. Anyway, it's a chemical that can be found in yoga mats.
Oh, God.
The chain signed a pledge to discontinue its usage after a food blogger, Food Babe, got 78,000 signatures on a petition demanding they remove the chemical from their food.
Damn.
But what I would like to know is, like, what other crap is in food that we don't know? We haven't
so many.
Yet. You know what I mean?
Like, so much.
Yeah. Just a vicious cycle. Eat crappy food.
That's why it's like, you can have it every now and then, and I don't think it's gonna, but if you have it all the time.
Yeah. If you're eating fast food every day.
Like you said before, not good. It's like, you feel a very obvious difference with like how you feel.
But I think if you're eating it so consistently, you're gonna always feel that way. You're not gonna notice.
No, that's what I mean. Like, but a lot of people just feel like this is what I feel like.
Yeah,
this is normal.
Yeah,
but it's not
exactly.
And you won't know that until you actually like stop and eat healthy. Coming from two former fast food, processed food eaters of all time.
Do you remember there was like that picture of the McDonald's burger that was like not decomposing? It was like they took and it was like, so this is about that. So you may have heard that the Big Mac from McDonald's can sit for as many as 12 years without any sign of decay,
That's crazy.
Many have pointed to as evidence of fast food's unhealthy qualities. While you can't argue that a Big Mac is good for you, Serious Eats found that homemade burgers also don't rot given the right conditions. So I read a little more into it.
And
it's basically like the conditions, the moisture in the air. If it's like a vacuum sealed room, it'll last. But like if you're getting moisture and stuff, it'll eventually
rot. The only reason
rot.
Food goes bad is because bacteria grows in it over time.
Yeah. But it's still like concerning. Even though they said that, but you have to realize it's got preservatives in it. So it should decompose slower. Okay. This one is disgusting. According to the FDA website, it is admissible for tomato sauce to contain 30 or more fly eggs per 100 grams and one or more maggots per 100 grams. People all over the world eat insects on a daily basis, and they likely won't harm you.
That's
it's
so
disgusting, but get a little extra protein for you there.
Ew.
Yeah. All right, we already did this one. One in every 8 American workers has worked at McDonald's. I am not one of those. You are not. Your brother is.
Yep.
So there we go.
We know somebody.
That's our 1-8.
That's our one. Yeah, one meat.
Now, this is another interesting factor. A single burger may have parts from more than 100 cows.
Ugh.
McDonald's confirmed that there are parts from more than 100 cows in just a single fast food burger.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, they're all just mixing it up together. And who knows what else is in there?
Okay, keep going.
You still craving some McDonald's Big Macs out there, huh, Lauren? You want one?
Not right now.
Hmm. In 2013, researchers published a study in the American Journal of Medicine looking at the age-old question, are chicken nuggets really chicken? The short answer is yes, but they found that nuggets contain very little meat and are mostly the bird's bones, fat, and tendons.
No. Really? Still? Well, that was 10 years ago.
That was 2013. Hopefully that's changed.
It's all white meat now.
It's all white, don't worry.
It's all white, though.
It's just white.
The color is white.
It's white. A 2012 study in the Journal of Public Health Nutrition found a link between the consumption of fast food and high rates of depression.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah. Well, if you're feeling crappy, the food's going to make you feel crappy. Then that's just going to like spiral. And
yeah. Well, it's what's in the food.
Yeah.
That like messes with your.
Continue with that. Terrible news. In 2016, medical researchers have also found a link between fast food consumption and breast cancer.
Oh, great.
34% of American kids eat fast food on a given day.
Damn.
A third of American kids eat fast food.
I don't even know.
On any given day.
I don't even know.
Not good.
like if and when Melody's had fast food.
When you did your video.
She had a fry.
She's had nuggets, right?
We went on, what was the last time we went on like a road trip and we got, when we went to visit Dylan and Emily, we stopped at Wendy's on the way.
Oh, yeah.
And we got her chicken nuggets. So yeah, that was the last time.
The average American spends, did you look?
No.
How much do you think the average American spends on fast food a year?
Oh, I think you told me this.
Yeah, it's $1,200, $1,200.
Damn. Well, I mean, it's either that or you're going to spend it on other food.
Yeah.
So
I'm just mentioning facts. Some of these are just like
mentioning facts.
Yeah, these are just facts according to this website.
Okay.
Powdered cellulose or wood pulp in Wendy's spicy chicken wraps. The cellulose is added to keep the cheese from sticking together.
Interesting.
That's a fun one.
That's a fun one.
In 2005, Arby's customer David Shindig was eating a chicken sandwich when he found a piece of human flesh. It turned out the manager cut his thumb and hadn't thrown away the bin that contained the lettuce with his skin.
Ew!
He sued Arby's for more than $50,000.
Oh, Arby's.
They have the meat.
Yeah.
They even got some human meat.
I had nothing but nice things to say about you before.
In response to a lawsuit saying McDonald's had failed to let the public know about trans fat in cooking oil, which... why is it their duty? But still, I mean,
because everything needs to be listed.
The fast food giant has given more than $7 million to the American Heart Association for a campaign to educate the public about trans fats.
Ah,
it's like, ah, we're sorry. Here you go.
We're sorry.
$7 million. Learn. That's nothing. New York City police officer John Florio bit into a Big Mac full of glass in 2005 and sued McDonald's for $5.5 million. With the worker who prepared the sandwich being charged with a felony.
Oh my God.
The case was eventually settled in 2014 for $437,000.
Damn.
So yeah, that's fast food.
Are you still wanting it?
Not as much.
Okay.
Not as much. We can maybe...
You know in like Canada where they force the cigarette companies to put...
Like
images of what could happen to you if you smoke cigarettes. What if they did that with fast food where like when you walked into fast food restaurants, they just showed images heart disease.
Yeah,
and,
blocked up arteries. And
breast cancer.
Just let you know, this was what you're going to probably have if you keep eating this. Yeah, it's not good for you.
But then the endless cycle is like, which is crazy because people say it's cheap, but it's really not anymore.
No.
I feel like the last time I've gone, it's like a dollar.
Unless it's like a dollar item.
Which it's not even a dollar menu anymore. It's the value menu. Yeah. Because it's not a dollar. It's more than a dollar now.
Thanks for listening. I hope I didn't ruin fast food for you. If I did, then I hope this leads to healthier food choices you make.
I hope none of you were eating it while we were discussing it because I feel bad otherwise. But
treat it like a treat, not like
it's there you go.
Your every...
Speaking of which, you know what's really good at McDonald's?
What?
McFlurries. And the little like dollar like ice cream cones you could get.
But I thought the ice cream machines always broke.
That's the theory, yeah.
Next time we go.
Next time we go, we gotta ask.
Yeah. And remember,
everything is creepy.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kids and family. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come try new Skyline Dip Cholitos at your neighborhood Skyline today. A warm, soft tortilla filled with their amazing chili and cheese with an extra layer of cream cheese and crunchy Fritos corn chips. At participating Skyline restaurants for a limited time.